ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right now, though, time to talk books. And Pip Adam joins me. Hi, Pip.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Oh, good. Feel like I haven't talked to you for ages. How's things?
Really good, thank you. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. What's keeping you busy at the moment?
I don't know. It's really weird. Autumn down here. It's quite hot today. It's weird.
Is it? That's funny.
Yeah.
You're in Wellington.
Yes.
Can I mention I've got a good book on the go. finally got to Dominic Hoey's Poor People with Money.
I don't know if you've come across that one. I love that book so much.
Yeah. It really, and I've only just started it. It reminds me in some ways of reading Once Were Warriors, just this like really kind of quite gritty and but you assume quite realistic portrait of a life very unlike your own. And it's got a great word economy and a great way with dialogue, with people's voices. It's really real without feeling like it's being put on. I'm really enjoying it.
And like some of the best sort of sports writing, you know, in New Zealand at the moment, like those the MMA stuff is just so good. Like it's just so well written.
Yeah, I'm not very far into it, but the central character is a fighter, so there's a few fight scenes.
Love it.
and a lot of gruesome recovering from fight scenes as well so far. Hey, well, you're focusing on a genre today which you're calling suspense fiction.
Yeah, I sort of take that word from a book that I'm reading at the moment. Patricia Highsmith wrote a book called Plotting and Writing Suspense Fiction. She's got this great definition of it, which I thought was really interesting to investigate, which is she says that suspense in the way the book trade uses it is it means stories with a threat of violent physical action and danger or the danger in action itself.
So,
Dominic's book actually probably would fall into this as well. You know, like the plot does sort of move around this, this idea, this sort of threat of danger. And I think that...
sort of looms over all the other action.
Yeah, and I think that it makes for this very interesting reading experience because you are... it does something to your heartbeat and you're sort of thinking, oh my gosh, when will the other shoe drop? And I really, really have enjoyed reading quite a bit of this over Christmas. And
that's a great skill, isn't it? When an author can make you feel that even when there's nothing specifically happening right at this moment on the page. I mean,
it's so true.
That dread and as you say, suspense.
Yeah.
But actually you're going way back to one of Patricia Highsmith's, Smith's own novels to talk about this.
So I've really been enjoying reading Plotting and Writing Suspense Fiction. It's a funny book, but I also have just finished reading The Talented Mr. Ripley by Patricia Highsmith. This was published in 1955 and will be incredibly familiar to most people my age because of the 1999 movie starring Matt Damon as Tom Ripley. And also next week there's a new imagining of it which stars Andrew Scott, possibly the greatest and best-looking person in the world.
Really? I'll have to look him up.
I think it's going to be really good. So that starts on the 4th of April. So, yeah, I just I read Strangers on the Train, which Highsmith also read over summer, and then thought I'd give Ripley a go. And it is just one of the most incredible books I've ever read. Like, the suspense is unbelievable in it. And, like, just so, yeah, it's quite incredible.
Well, he's dishy.
He is stunning.
I've been distracted.
Oh, honestly. And
Moriarty and Sherlock.
Yep. He's got the villain down to a T. He's just amazing. He just seems so perfect for the role. Like, Ripley is kind of this sort of flies under the radar, is sort of underestimated, but is just this mastermind sort of almost, yeah, he's just incredible criminal mastermind.
What is, and I apologise to everyone else who knows this story, but what is it about The Talented Mr. Ripley? I haven't seen the film or the book.
Oh, great. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. I would love to tell you. So basically, Highsmith wrote, I think, 5 or 6 of these novels. But the first one, Ripley, who is sort of an underdog and is involved, he's not a rich person, but he moves in rich circles and kind of is doing minor kind of con man kind of stuff and then gets approached by the father of this very wealthy man to go and find his son in Italy, and it just goes from there. Like he is meant to bring him home, but falls in love with him, and ends up, there's murder, there's mayhem, there's forged signatures on letters. It's just, yeah, it's just, if you like that kind of thing, like if you like that kind of con man David Mamet kind of stuff, it's really great. Like,
oh,
that.
Great. Okay, thank you. And then what do you know about the author herself?
Well, I mean, this is the huge kind of elephant in the room. Like, Highsmith, by all accounts, was just one of the most terrible people that ever lived. She was just horrendous.
Really?
Yeah, I've got this great quote here, which is from a US publisher, which says, Highsmith was a mean, cruel, hard, unlovable, unloving human being. I could never penetrate how any human being could be that relentlessly ugly. But her book's brilliant. And, yeah, she just seemed like this terrible person with some really dodgy views and just really horrendous. But what I think is interesting in the books is that she is an amazing writer of guilt. Like, the way these books get their momentum is not who done it. Yeah. We know exactly who done it, but we live with them and the guilt that they carry from their terrible actions. And that is where that threat is. The threat is that they're going to be found out. And she is just such a great writer of guilt. And I just can't, I mean, it's terrible to psychoanalyze people, but I can't help wondering if it's because she's this terrible person and always messing up that she's so good with guilt. Like, she's just so great with guilt.
Yeah. I suppose it's possible she had various undiagnosed mental health issues as well.
Yeah, she had a...
We might have viewed her differently in 2024 as we did in the 1950s.
I totally agree. Like, she had a crushing alcohol addiction. And, I think it wasn't an easy time to be a lesbian woman, I imagine. And, yeah, she was... I think there are other things. And, but, you know, yeah, I just love this idea. Often, female writers are kind of drawn as these beautiful, quiet sort of people, and she definitely was not like that.
Patricia Highsmith, I'm reading now. Patricia Highsmith loved cats, and she bred about 300 snails in her garden at home in Suffolk. She once attended a London cocktail party with a gigantic handbag that contained a head of lettuce and 100 snails, which she said were her, quote, companions for the evening.
She's my kind of woman. What can I say? Look, she's my kind of woman.
What if there's a biography of her?
I'm not sure, actually. Yeah. I mean, it'd be a great biography.
Or a movie.
Oh, yeah. Because even this book about plotting and writing suspense fiction is full of just hilarious bitchery. Like, you know, like just really cruel kind of things. And yeah, it's a great read. It's a great read.
Yeah. Do you get a sense of her personality reading it?
Yeah. I'm really surprised because it is very much a writing, you know, a how-to write. But every now and then she just drops in these awesome things about how her work wasn't appreciated. And yeah, it's really great.
When was this book written?
The plotting and writing suspense fiction. I'm not sure, actually. I think it was a little later on. It definitely reeks of kind of trying to make some money. It's definitely not carefully written. I love it. It's just, I don't know. There's just, the chutzpah of it is just divine.
Okay, I see there's one called Devil's Lusts and Strange Desires, The Life of Patricia Highsmith. So maybe you should get it and tell us about it next time. Thank you. There's one by Eileen Merriman. We've covered some of her work on our show before. Very well-respected and well-enjoyed writer from New Zealand called The Night She Fell.
Yeah, and I mean, like, everybody is talking about this book. I feel like a bit of an idiot talking about it as well, but I just was really interested in this line that you can draw from those kind of 1940s and 50s suspense novels and Eileen's book, which is just, it's just so good. Like, it is such a page turner. It is just, yeah, like right to the end. She just, like an incredible, what's the right word? Just the pace of it, the plot, just everything is really great. I just think it's such a great book to read. Yeah, it's just, it's an amazing book.
Yeah, what's it all about?
So it's about it begins with the suicide of sort of a popular high achiever at Dunedin University, and I did the arithmetic, I think it's around 2019, and yeah, it sort of revolves around how that happened, you know, like, was it a suicide, you know, and she tells it in these wonderful snippets of kind of before the death and after the death, and it's really well controlled, like the information that seeps out, and you know, again, character is so important in these books, and you know, in the words of the character, and the character knows stuff that they do tell you and doesn't know stuff that they try to tell you. And yeah, it's just, it's really great.
And any ways in which this book made you think about The Talented Mr. Ripley?
Yeah, I think a couple. Like, one is that Ripley really depends on there being zero technology, you know what I mean? Like, it's all on letters arriving late and nobody having photographs. And I think that what Merriman does, which is really incredible, is that 2019, you know, the cell phone, which should be a problem for the suspense novel, she actually, like, embraces completely and makes part of the plot in a really, really clever way.
Very good. Also a note on the difficulty of writing suspense novels in the world of omnipresent technology.
Yeah, and I think this is what I really love about reading modern the modern suspense novel, because I think that, you know, like... Eleanor Catton said this cool thing to me once, which is you can use magic to get into trouble, but you can't use it to get out of trouble. And I think that technology is the same. Like, these guys use technology to get you into trouble, but they don't solve any problems, which I think is really good. And I think,
what
you know,
a great observation.
Yeah, like, it's really great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pip Adam with Suspenseful Books on the Mind. She was talking about The Talented Mr. Ripley by Patricia Highsmith. And The Night She Fell by Eileen Merriman.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.